Macronutrients Podcast, OCR GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition. Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your OCR J309 specification, macronutrients. Whether you're revising for your exam or just want to deepen your understanding, this episode will give you everything you need to earn top marks. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore proteins, carbohydrates, and fats in the way examiners want to see them. We'll look at their chemical structures, classifications, functions in the body, and most importantly, how to link them to health outcomes. We'll also cover the common mistakes that cost students marks, and I'll give you some exam tips that really work. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive into the science of macronutrients. Let's start with proteins. Now, when you're answering exam questions, examiners don't want to see the word protein on its own. They want precision. So we talk about amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. Each amino acid has three parts: an amine group, that's NH2, a carboxyl group, COOH, and an R group or side chain that makes each amino acid unique. When amino acids join together through peptide bonds, they form polypeptide chains, which fold into proteins. Here's the key classification you must know: HBV and LBV proteins. High biological value proteins contain all the essential amino acids our bodies can't make. Think eggs, chicken, fish, milk, and cheese. These are complete proteins. Low biological value proteins are missing one or more essential amino acids. Examples include beans, lentils, nuts, rice, and bread. These are incomplete proteins. Now, here's where students often lose marks. You need to explain protein complementation. This is when you combine two LBV sources, like rice and beans, to provide all essential amino acids together. That's a complete protein meal even without animal products. Examiners love to see this level of detail. The primary function of protein is growth and repair of body tissues. It's also used to make enzymes, hormones, and antibodies. Energy provision is only a secondary function, so don't list it first in your exam answers. Moving on to carbohydrates. These are made of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. You need to know the three types of sugar units. Monosaccharides are single units like glucose, fructose, and galactose. Disaccharides are two units joined together: sucrose, lactose, and maltose. Polysaccharides are many units forming long chains: starch, glycogen, and cellulose. The classification that really matters for exams is simple versus complex carbohydrates. Simple carbohydrates include free sugars, which are added to foods like soft drinks, sweets, table sugar, and fruit juice. These cause rapid blood sugar spikes and provide little nutritional value. Intrinsic sugars are naturally present in whole fruit and milk, and they come with fiber and other nutrients. Complex carbohydrates are the ones examiners want you to recommend. Starchy carbohydrates like wholemeal bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, and cereals provide slow-release energy. Dietary fiber found in vegetables, whole grains, and pulses supports digestion and promotes a feeling of fullness. It also helps prevent type 2 diabetes and bowel cancer. The primary function of carbohydrates is to provide energy. Specifically, glucose is the body's preferred energy source. Fiber, although it's a carbohydrate, doesn't provide energy but supports digestive health. Finally, let's talk about fats or lipids. The chemical structure is crucial here. Fatty acids are chains of carbon atoms with hydrogen atoms attached. Saturated fats have all single bonds between carbon atoms, so the chain is straight and fully saturated with hydrogen. These are solid at room temperature. Think butter, cheese, red meat, coconut oil, and palm oil. Unsaturated fats have one or more double bonds between carbon atoms, which creates kinks or bends in the chain. These are liquid at room temperature. Monounsaturated fats have one double bond and are found in olive oil, avocados, and nuts. Polyunsaturated fats have multiple double bonds and are found in oily fish like salmon and mackerel, sunflower oil, and seeds. Here's the health link you must make in exams. Saturated fats raise LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, which leads to atherosclerosis, the buildup of fatty deposits in artery walls. This increases the risk of coronary heart disease and stroke. Unsaturated fats, on the other hand, support heart health by raising HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol. The functions of fats include providing a concentrated source of energy, insulating the body to maintain temperature, protecting vital organs, and helping absorb fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. Right, let's talk about how to avoid losing marks. First, never describe fats or sugars generically as bad. Always specify the type, say saturated fats or free sugars, not just fat or sugar. Examiners penalize vague language. Second, don't confuse the functions of macronutrients with micronutrients. Macronutrients provide energy and have structural roles. Vitamins and minerals do not provide energy. They support metabolic processes. Third, when you're asked to assess a diet, always compare the nutritional data against the reference intake or Eat Well guide proportions. Use numbers. For example, this diet provides 95 grams of fat, which exceeds the reference intake of 70 grams for an average adult. That's the level of detail that earns marks. Fourth, structure your extended responses using the fact explanation consequence chain. State the fact, explain the mechanism, and describe the health consequence. For example, excessive intake of saturated fats raises LDL cholesterol in the blood, leading to atherosclerosis and increasing the risk of coronary heart disease. That's a full mark response. Finally, remember your timing. You have roughly 1 minute per mark. An 8-mark question should take 8 minutes. Don't rush the short questions and then run out of time for the extended response at the end. Let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. 1. What are the 3 components of an amino acid? Amine group, carboxyl group, and R group. 2. Name 2 HBV protein sources. Any 2 from eggs, chicken, fish, milk, cheese.
3.
What is protein complementation? Combining 2 LBV protein sources to provide all essential amino acids. 4. What type of carbohydrate is starch? A polysaccharide or complex carbohydrate? 5. What health risk is associated with excessive saturated fat intake? Raised LDL cholesterol, leading to atherosclerosis and coronary heart disease. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, remember that macronutrients are all about precision. Use scientific terminology: amino acids, polysaccharides, saturated and unsaturated fatty acids. Know your classifications: HBV versus LBV, simple versus complex, saturated versus unsaturated. Always link nutrient intake to specific health outcomes with clear mechanisms. When you're revising, practice writing out the fact explanation consequence chains for each macronutrient. Make sure you can explain protein complementation, the difference between free and intrinsic sugars, and how saturated fats lead to coronary heart disease. This topic is worth a significant portion of your marks, so invest the time to master it. Use your specification, practice past papers, and always check the mark scheme to see what examiners are looking for. Good luck with your revision, and remember, precision, explanation, and health links are your keys to success. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.